The method to install series of tanks must also be tight. Otherwise, you will get other tanks for nothing. Yes, it's very, sometimes we take life too serious. But now we are at a workplace, we must start now. So, are you still going to join? Okay. So, bear with him for 1 minute. Members, as I was saying earlier, I was leaving it at that level, but number 12 was continuing with the meeting, the chairing, the meeting in, when the second presentation process is done, and then we'll go to pencil process, I think must be finalized today. I will leave my names here, and my story is already also sending a package. There was an assessment forms. So she sends it because she's still sick. This year I leave it with the secretary, and I will leave my stuff also here with the secretary. I'm sure everyone is also here, so that we can finalize this thing today. We can't postpone things. And we said to Pendle must become serious. We as MPs must now also become serious to finalize this process so that we can do the recommendations to the minister and the minister finalize the process. Thank you very much. Over to you.
Thank you, Chair. Again, my name is Frans Leijndrecht. I'm the director of the South African Library for the Blind. I brought with me my team, the vice chairperson of our board, Student Kosi, who will be dealing with some of the slides, and then the head of our braille and audio section who will be dealing with the two sections specifically, and then I will be dealing with some of the other programs and the budgetary items. The structure of the presentation is based on the annual performance plan, and you will see first one on top there is page one, that is referring to the annual performance plan page, and then at the bottom right corner next to our logo is the slide number, so if you want to refer to any slides once we are done. Ms. Nkosi will be dealing with the first four or five slides in terms of the operational, situational challenges, and then we will deal with the programs in terms of the targets and what we want to achieve in this current financial year that we are in. So, over to Ms. Nkosi.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As the Chair has said, that my responsibility is to represent the oversight of the strategic plan and how far we have come and what our challenges are. In our operations at the library, at the South African Library for the Blind, we do a lot of analysis to evaluate the environment and make sure that we are actually we are facing the challenges that are facing us and preparing successfully to implement the circumstances. One of the facts that we realized in our business is that we were scarce skills. Our people are not readily available to be able to work in a library environment. And we are also facing the challenge of a building constraint. Our building was created a long time ago and it was not meant to operate the way things are operating right now. So those building constraints are what are actually limiting some of our operations. And I'm not too sure as whether to say it's unfortunate that we are not a national priority funding agency. So every time the priorities of the country, the blind people sort of do not teach out of the most important people that need to define the child. We try our best to operate within the legal compliance of the Legal Labor Act and what it tells for the financial part. And everything that we spend, we try and limit it to the budgeted amount. One of the challenges that we cannot run away from is the copyright legislation, because we have to actually change most of the books that we acquire into a digital and or tax it, and then it's something that we change under the Copyright Act, and it's different in education and different countries. But then within that analysis of the landscape, we realize that there are also opportunities that we are focusing on and we want to build more on in terms of establishing our reputation. We are the only national library for the blind in Africa. That's our strength. Everybody in Africa looks to us for guidance in terms of servicing the people that are partially or totally blind. We've got the skills inside the house in terms of the people that have been working in the library for the blind for a long time. So the training and the skills, we are having the skills to be able to train new people that need to come into the profession. Our collections have responded to the market wherein now we have a digital collection and the textile, where in the place and the conversion to the e-collection. We are very active in national collaboration, wherein we've got three current collaborations with the provinces to service our clients from the public library provision in different municipalities. But then our aim is to make sure that we actually reach at least the 9 provinces, at least let's have one point wherein we can service the blind people. Of course, we've got also international collaboration with IFLA and WIPO. IFLA is an international federation of library associations, so it's a world body. Then we come to the type of performance. We realize that we cannot operate in very town, in a small town, and on our own and in the government. We have to align our objectives with that of the Department of Arts and Culture. Therefore, we are quite aware that job creation is critical for this country, and we are contributing to that effect and making sure that the conversions that are done do create some jobs for our people in the town. Our responsibility is to provide access to information, and we are making sure that the conversions that are required in our clients do receive that information in a way that is preferable to them. We do aim to expand our service points. Like I said, already mentioned that we want to actually service the blind from the 9 provinces, at least create a starting point, hopefully at some point to be in every sentence. There is a project that we are involved in where we are making sure that we're providing the access to media in indigenous language for the people that are of website or that are blind. So making sure that the indigenous language are converted to be able to be read and or listened to by the blind people. One of the areas that we are quite aware with all the under-situation that's happening right now, our clients are in rural areas, they do not have internet access. Therefore, it sort of creates a challenge for them, even when you've got books that are electronic, that would import for them to have the internet access. So we want to be able to have, when we have got the collaboration, be able to also provide internet access for our clients in those areas where they get the service. We are very vigilant in our marketing initiatives because our aim is to make sure that we are having the correct impact and we are having the increased membership of our clientele, because not many people that are blind know that they can be serviced by the national, by the South African Library for the blind. So our marketing initiatives are really driven by that objective of increasing our membership. Having said that, we are aligned to the objectives of the national government in the Department of Arts and Culture. We also are aware that we've got the responsibility to make sure that we equip some other countries in Africa to make sure that they can also service their libraries of their blind people or visually impaired people. So we've got an outreach to African countries to establish services for the blind in Namibia. We are starting off and we're starting the conversation to make sure that at least those that have got the infrastructure and the resources who are able to help them from South Africa. As I have mentioned also, that one of the challenges that we've got is the copyright issue. We are having an international collaboration and membership to a body called TIGER. It's a converted materials between the different countries. It makes it easier for us to be able to borrow material and or get somebody else to download the material, convert it and send it to us. We are also participating very actively in the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Now, going home to our environment in terms of what do we do to make sure that we actually meet some of the objectives. We have invested a lot of money and we are making sure that we encourage our staff to do their training and development. We are making sure that they reskill themselves to be able to operate in the different ways that we are facing. We've got apprenticeship programs where we target our matriculants. We prioritize them, of course, because we are dealing with a blind people. We give them the first opportunity because in the world they are not prioritized. So we take our blind matriculants first, but then we do not exclude the ones that can be and offer them the apprenticeship wherein they can learn the skills of the trade. The analog, the changing of the conversion of material from print to digital is also something that we do locally in Grantham in the library. It does provide an option in the additional job that people require in order to progress, especially for the blind people. Our work in progress right now is the building. The layout needs attention and is something that needs attention like yesterday because we cannot afford to continue working with the workflow at the moment. A lot of things have changed. We need to be able to realign our structure and our building to be able to respond to the current way of working. We are also aware that a lot of things have changed such that we need to review. We are in the process of reviewing our organogram so that it can respond to the needs of our clients and the new way of working. Things have changed and have set in the world and we cannot be stuck in the past and try and respond like we did in the past. I think this is where I will end, but before I end, I would like to mention one area wherein the director mentioned to me that he is facing a bit of a struggle in terms of getting resources to get the capital back to acquire more recordings. The way we service our clients, the only way our clients can actually access information is through either listening to the recording and or through play. If we do not have that technology, the recording technology, then it means we're not serving the mandate that we're given by the South African government. That particular purpose is something that I would like to bring to the attention of this committee. He will talk about it, but I thought I'll just touch on it so that when he talks about it, it's to understand where you are coming from. Thank you very much.
Thank you. As you can see there on the screen, maybe not so clear, but that's the overview of the budget of the library. The current financial year is in the middle column, 2013-14, and then we put the prior year's basis to identify the trends, and then the following 2 years up until 2016. In terms of comparison, you will see that the budget of the library, that's not the total, it's actually on the next slide, total budget for this year is 16.7 million, but compared from the previous two financial years, there was this 2011-12, the budget was actually higher than where we are currently. It's fluctuating, but on average the budget increased around 5 to 6% every year. That gives us not a lot of scope to develop and to expand as a national institution. It is what I would call a maintenance budget, so it allows us to maintain the work and the functions that we are responsible for, but it does not allow us a lot in terms of expanding in terms of membership, to offer our members the reading devices that they need, to expand in terms of the collections, because it's quite an expensive exercise to convert print to audio or braille, or to endeavor with any other projects. So this is where we can link up with the provincial governments and departments of art and culture specifically to engage with specific projects to expand. That's not always the ideal way because you are busy with a specific project which is focused and it contributes to the service delivery for the line in general, but in terms of the library's main and core function, we are not expanding as an considerably more accessible for blind and vision impaired people across South Africa and African sub-Saharan countries. The budget, I will not deal with one, the different programs I actually have in place on specific issues, sorry. The program
function of that function is to produce high quality aerospace ready material for people and like members who are visually impaired. By aerospace ready, I mean must take into consideration the size of the dot, the layout, the standing mistakes and all that. The frame results, they don't need that in their material. And this is achieved through the services of highly skilled Braillists in most of the official South African languages. Braille skills at this level are considered scarce skills and are not easily transferable, which requires ongoing training and development, not only in the areas of recruitment, but also in terms of rolling out Braille production using the newly adopted Unified Braille Code, UBC. It takes about a year to train one to be qualified Braille driver. And we don't get these people from the street. We want to recruit these people and train them in-house. And we start training them on the simple grade 1 Braille, which is uncontracted Braille, and then move on to the most difficult Braille, which is grade 2 Braille, the contracted Braille. And also, one has to do regular refresher courses as the Braille code changes every now and again, as required by the South African Braille Authority, SABA, which is involved in the setting and amendments of Braille rules and standards in South Africa. About 99% of the time, we produce letter material, but on an ad hoc basis, do a few language and titles. Some of those titles that we have done, How Can a Man Die Better? The Life of Robert Sobukwe, the Benjamin Sobukwe, Can Walk So Far Tapas, and Spoken, Travels with Many Seas, by Bruce Fox, Fordham, Always Looking Up, by Michael J. Fox, and In the Air Woman, which is the proper version of The Long Walk to Freedom, by Dr. Nelson Mandela. It takes about, as already mentioned, about 3 months to produce a 500 print pages book. The reason for this is that there are a number of processes the book is to undergo before it becomes a final copy that is ready to send to the user. You create a book, we've got different means of producing our books. We either braille it, we use a direct braille, or we copy type the books, or we scan them. So after we've done all those processes, my book must be printed and go for proofreading. There are so many checking points before it becomes a final copy, because many people need their brain error-free. We are also faced with challenges that I already mentioned, with the lack of qualified well translators, like in African languages. Because we are situated in Grahamstown and the language is mostly spoken there, it's English, African, and difficult. So we've got this challenge of having to produce books in indigenous languages. So we have identified 136 titles in African languages, and out of that 136 titles, we have so far produced 95 titles. And we have outsourced this job to a brand production house in Johannesburg, because we don't have qualified Braillists in those languages. We also experience frustrations with the changes in the Braille code. That's why we have this South African Braille Authority, because they revise the rules, and we've got to work in accordance with those rules when producing Braille. We are also experiencing challenges with the technology that we're using, the software that we're using to produce Braille. It's expensive and important. So we've got to get these licenses from the UK, and this program gets updated also every year, so we've got to have money to upgrade each and every year, which is a challenge. And the embossers that we are using to produce Braille got, as mentioned already, we've got only 5 staff members who are producing material, grain material for the whole country. And out of these 5 staff members, we've also got volunteers, 90 volunteers, who are feeding us with work. And it's difficult to control these volunteers because they're doing this for us, you know, when they've got spare time. We've got 40 transcribers, 38 copy typists, and 12 proofreaders. These people, they don't get paid. But we are looking at addressing these challenges. We are seriously, you know, by remunerating the volunteers so that they produce an X number of titles per year. And we also experience problems with publishers because we cannot get the files most of the time electronically, which will assist us if we can get the files electronically. It was the most difficult part of producing grain is to get the electronic file. So we're making use of these volunteers to produce these first objective on the strategic objective. Pre-production. We make use of these volunteers to create the files, electronic files for us, either by copy typing, in Word, or direct braille, or by scanning. And those figures then, 2010 and 11, we managed to produce 220. And 2011, 12, 265. And this day we'll be producing 220. The numbers are decreasing there because, you know, because of staffing issues and those problems that have been mentioned earlier. But we're starting every year from zero. So to us it is good because we keep on adding each and every year to what we already have on our collection. And in 2011, we produced 220 titles, of which 99 were English, 73 Africans, 6 were Xhosa titles, 8 were Zulu, 7 were Sotho, 4 Siswati, 9 Ndebele, 6 Xitsonga, 4 Setswana, and the other 4 was Tshivenda. So we're trying to cover all these languages, but we also experience problems in getting the title from the publishers in those languages. The production of new titles. This objective, the second objective, is similar to the first one, but where in the second objective is where we begin to produce the broken brain. The first one is more the preparation of our volunteers and all those the stuff that we have. And then once we get those files from them, we then produce them into brain, following all the processes. The third objective is to copyright the titles. We are no longer going to pursue this objective because we're experiencing problems with the supplier, which is the Canadian National Institute for the Blind. We are experiencing problems with them. As you can see, that we have not produced any titles last year and this year. So it's going to be out of this strategy. The Brain magazine, but those were titles that we get from them. They were already printed. All we're doing is to get them from them and print them. And then we also do Brain magazines. At the moment we're doing Opera magazine, which is monthly. We're doing the Shula magazine, also monthly. Every second month we do the Yeg, which is African magazine. We also doing the Xhosa version of Bona. We're doing the Drum magazine. It's weekly in Zulu. And this year we are also going to identify another indigenous magazine, indigenous language magazine. Objective number five, indigenous brand title. As already mentioned, that we have identified 186, which was done to date, 95 titles. And this project is going to be concluded by the end of 2015. This is the project that we have outsourced to this brand production house in Joburg, because we don't have qualified translators in those languages. We also do brand newspapers, objective number six. The brand newspapers, we are doing two at the moment. We have identified the third one for this year, which is Sunday Times. But currently we have the local newspaper, which is the Grobos Mail, producing weekly. And we have the Herald newspaper, which is also producing fortnightly.
Prepare the titles in such a way that it's correct for sent out from our program, our reporting program, to our volunteers, and they record from home onto laptop or home computers. And once they finish, they send the product back to us. And then our production or the pre-production will take place, where we check the audio, and if there's problems, we still have to send it back to them. But doing narration is a very hard time consuming process. As you heard Francia say, it can take up to three months to actually complete one title. We also produce magazines. We currently have about 14 magazines, that audio magazines that we produce. Some of the titles that we're producing, most of the titles we're producing are English, but some of the titles that we are producing is the Bona English, and also the Instrument, Oprah Magazine, U Magazine, also Leisure Wings, which is a car magazine, and our latest one is See This Way, which is a magazine about dogs. I don't know if you saw the program on DSTV, I think it's called See This Way. It's about okay, it's an opera. And blind people do love the dogs. We're also planning to produce one more newspaper. We are currently producing a Daily Dispatch, which is a local or Eastern Cape newspaper in audio format. That is a very time consuming process to produce one newspaper. The Daily Dispatch is a weekly newspaper, and we send it out monthly because we compile the main article. But our challenge is also staff to manage or to actually be on that project 24, because you need to download the actual files, convert it into an audio program, and then send it out to our main. But before the conversion, there is a lot of work that at the production house and the before it's in the rain to actually to send to our programs. We also produce our own newsletter, which is called the Makwen Zeke. That will go out quarterly, and we at the audio production department will the last newsletter we have to do about 5,000 individual things. That was quite wonderful. Coming to my third objective here, which is purchase titles, 160. Various titles that we buy from already in an audio format from other production houses overseas, and then we convert them to our system and we also are busy converting our own.
Sorry, one hour for lunch. Oh, sorry, remember. If you could just wrap up in the interest of time, thank you.
About we're also converting our Angular collection, which is our cassette collection. We this year have 561 that we're going to convert. Some of the challenges that we face is copyright. For each title that we produce, we have to apply for copyright. And it can take from one day to up to 5 to 6 months before we can get copyright to actually start the production of that title. So the books that our blind people are getting is already 5 months behind, which is a real problem. Some of the volunteers also, we make use of volunteers, and to manage volunteers is quite a big problem, or quite a big challenge. One of the other challenges is our equipment. The reading, the playback equipment that we are using, it's a DAISY DAISY meaning digital accessible information, and it's only available from overseas suppliers. It's got a lot of benefits, but it's only available from overseas suppliers. In closing, I'd like to remind you that of all the books in the world that's available to cite for only 5% of the accessible format. Help us make a difference to make more books available in accessible format.
Thank you.
that I think the members have listened very carefully. And we are aware that this entity is the only one in Africa, so it's a very good work that they are doing. I was seeing, reading the thank you here, they're trying to show us how the brain works to say thank you. One day I had a privilege of getting to one of the only band schools in the Popo, and they asked me to participate in a short walk. I was blinded and given a white stick. I could hardly walk 500 meters. I really saw that, you know, it was very, very difficult. I want to thank you very much for this presentation of this entity. And one day somebody asked me whether if you were supposed to choose to become blind or deaf and dumb, what is it that you could choose? Well, the two of them are challenging. We shall now just take questions from the honorable members. And I think we shall just take one round of questions. In the interest of time, we still have some job to do after this presentation. Can we now take some questions? Oh, the chairperson is now here.
Thanks, Chairperson. I would like to greet every member out here, and I see that most of the members I told you, Chair, I was just passing after voting loss. I was the most terrible day, especially with my lower back. And I just came because my daughter is here. I just want to thank you so much for your diligence that when I was not able to chair the meeting and to the members of the portfolio committee. Well, I'm going to say, I'm not in a good position. I was just cast in by because I'm going down to the doctor. I'm in a terrible state. But unfortunately, I have to wash and wear gloves. And thank you to the Library of the Plight for being here. And unfortunately, that is the first presentation that was here. I know you've never disappointed me, so thank you once again. Thanks, Chair. You'll continue. If I walk out, I'm going to talk to Dr. Atlan.
Thank you. Well, the chairperson, we all know her. She has introduced herself. She's not well. So we shall now take questions from the honorable members. For you, we just note them down, then you can respond to all the questions at once. Thank you. Honorable member, from the back. Oh, if you haven't raised your hand as yet, you're very lucky. Dr. Fans can take.
Thank you, Chair. I leave the important questions to my colleagues. I'm just interested. We know the School for the Blind in Worcester, which is a very well-known institution. As far as your outreach programs are concerned, do you conduct any such programs, and do you have any connection, shall I say, with the School for the Blind? And if you have other programs, where would they be? Thank you.
Thank you. this book. Do that on the just suggestion, and I'm sure you will be surprised what will happen. It cut a lot of costs.
Thank you. Honorable Tapan.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. My first question is about job creation. As that digital conversion program, what else do you do to contribute to job creation? The second one is the service bond. Don't you have collaboration with other libraries so that blind people can also get books in those libraries?
And I'm also concerned about the number of your membership, 245.
When I think about people with I don't want to use this word blind, visually impaired. When I think about the number of those people, so I think that this is too much legal a number. What do you do to make you known by other people who are far away from themselves? Lastly, it's not a question, I have a comment. Even though your audit report is not bad, but there are some concerns. I think you have taken note of them and you are addressing them. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Member. Honorable Member, Chikala.
Thank you, Chair. Thanks for the presentation. And thanks for having numbered the pages. It makes it extremely easy for me in particular. On page 4, you have actually outlined some of the items as part of the Bible. And my interest is on the marketing and fundraising service. I wanted to just double check, you know, what strategies do you actually make use of as you increase your fundraising? You know, because I see that you have a pile of work really and responsibility to implement a broad program that you have, and this is in demand, especially for the blind. On page 5, you have on the second last item on the top block, which talks to the mini libraries. What are those? What do you refer to as a mini library? And number last here is on page 8. I can see that you do have a toll free. What do you use that toll free on, and how does this benefit the blind? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Member Sikkel. Honorable Tapan. Farai, sorry.
Thank you very much. round.
told the chairperson is saying the number three issue of us dealing with PANSAL, we are going to postpone it. Thank you. To Tuesday.
Thank you, Chair. I'm about to leave now. I think you have already indicated it's time to vote. I was pleading with you, members, that can you just read my script if you don't mind, so that we don't have anything on the agenda, but just to deal with this matter so that we can do it very fairly. I know it has to be tabled in the House on the 8th of the
28th.
Yeah, please, it's fine, but I'm not sure whether we can meet Tuesday or Wednesday. Can be done immediately after Wednesday. Can even be done. Just double check, because I'm just being I'm considerate of members, because I know Monday is a public holiday, they'll be home, they'll come back Tuesday. I'm not saying sorry, we can be Tuesday, no, I'm not saying this. But it's fine, if members are really going to be able to do it, it's fine.
I think the fact that the Monday is a public holiday, that will mean that the members must rush back to be here on Tuesday morning, otherwise we can do it more rusta, peacefully.
Wednesday.
I will be here on Tuesday, but I'm just mentioning it in the broader.
I hope the members agree with the Wednesday.
Yes.
Maybe even if it's a tough time to caucus on Tuesday and just not consolidate the members.
Thank you, Honourable Chairman, and thank you for the chance. Thank you for coming. Thank you to the department, the director, the DG Corps, and some of the people are coming. Thank you. Good to see you, Sam. It's good to see you. Thank you.
Chairperson, but I just want to mention that we from the DA are ready to put our hands on the table.
Nikki, how do you do it without me? Okay, see you.
You know, I'm getting used to it.
Somebody said, with witchcraft, are you members?
Yes, well. I'm getting you back, eh?
See you. Thank you for coming. And thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you. I think we can now answer the person's post by the honourable member here. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The question on school programs. The South African Library for the Blind Act mandates us to be more of a recreational, general reading type of fire. That does not exclude us from our responsibilities in terms of the education and other types of developmental programs. The library raised funds 2 years ago and identified that we need to work with the school libraries for the blind. There are 22 of them in South Africa, across all the provinces. Some of them are like research specifically focused just on blind. Some of them are mixed disability type of schools where blind people are just one section of that school. But in total, we sit with 22 of them. We've raised funds apart from the Department of Arts and Culture on our own and identified the school libraries in those schools. We say we went to all of those schools individually, determined their needs, and the focus is to uplift the school library in those 21 schools. And that was by putting an accessible computer in that library to provide them with material, to train the teacher, assist the teacher to set up a basic library service in terms of exchange and in terms of material, and to create reading programs in the school library. That project will come to an end next year because it was 7 libraries we started the year before. This year we will do another 7, and then next year we will have another 7. So in terms of our collaboration with schools, that is just one initiative that we have done without government funding. To assist departmental schools. Actually, we approached the Department of Basic Education treaty, the international treaty that will be, that is under the auspices of the World Intellectual Property Organization, will make this duplication a thing of the past, where we will produce it in South Africa, and if there is an interest, we will exchange the files and vice versa. So suddenly, the 5% my colleague was referring to will become less of an issue, but there is no way that what's available in print will ever be available to blind people in the same. now are piloting a taxi scheme where we are taxiing people from their different places of where they stay to their local library, because otherwise navigation and mobility for a blind person is a big challenge. For us, it's easy to stand up and walk from this point to that point. For a blind person, it doesn't work that way. So we are looking at ways how we can access, make it more accessible, these service points. And as I said, it's more than 100 public libraries across South Africa. We are also working with
something left, maybe you are, I can make a follow up. We still have 5 minutes more to go. We'll shoot it out here by 1:45.
Thank you, Chair. My questions have been answered, really. I just needed to double check about the organogram, sort of a structure that links management to the governance structure with the board, and which would actually show how we operate and so on. You know, something that is laid out, you know, previous thing, just explained to me. I was not asking, you know, for that to be explained. I'm just saying in the future or next time, see if you can have us that layout, you know, of the structure, governance structure, and link the management to it, CEO and so on and so on. It will really help us in terms of assessing how do you govern, and so that we can have some contribution and input to strengthening that kind of thing.
Member, maybe for the question? Yes.
Maybe just to comment, you know, advertising your agency, have you spoken to the ECBC, for instance, the national radio stations? And I'm sure they will do it, and it won't cost you a dime. And there's so many visually impaired people listening to the radio. So approach RSGA, SAFM, Global Nene, all those radio stations, and the SABC will do this for free. And what else do the people have as listening to the radio? I don't think it will be such a crisis. Have you approached them before?
Yes, but I will use your name now. Say that we should now get it free, because this is not a message that they gave us from RSU, for instance. They all work with their advertising rates. If we go there and make program content, that's a different story. But if we say to them, listen, can't we advertise just a 10-second clip type of thing? Yeah, there's the rates, you have to pay for it. Now that's a national station, we can't afford it. That's why we went to the provincial, the regional radio stations. So perhaps, I mean, if we
might say something.
Yeah.
No, I know for certain that this, for instance, there's certain time periods they focus, for instance, this month, they focus on the youth. And maybe the approach to GCRS, yes. Yes, I think, Chairperson, the GCRS is one of the, it's a government vehicle, it's to inform the people. I think the minister must approach the minister in the presidency, and this, I don't think it's fair that an organization like yours, the Library for the Blind, must pay for advertising. And I'll give you a number now, speak to this.
001.
714. 2702. And speak to Terence Apro. He's the manager in RSG. And ask him. They must, genuine, they must do something about it. And I know I had a lot of blind business when I was in radio, and they must provide the service. I don't think they can ask money for that. That's ridiculous. Thank you. And tell Terence I said you must phone.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you. thankful that you have opened our eyes. That is not a simple thing to make a brain. It takes a lot of time. We hope you will come back when you present us with the Adenal plan. We shall be able to look at it. And we thank you so much for your courage. Thank you. I think we have come to the end of our meeting. Members, if we have got, according to the program, we have got 2 minutes for any other matter. If there's any other matter.